This is Steve Heitzer, and you're listening to Everyone Needs a Spot. Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Steve Heitzer, and I am excited to welcome you back to another exciting episode of Everyone Needs a Spotter, the multifamily fitness podcast brought to you by the team here at RMS Fitness. Today, the whole team is here. I am excited. I'm going to mix it up. We're going right down the middle. This time, Robert Decker. How's it going, buddy?
That's technically not down the middle, Steve, but I'll take it.
I got a Steven on my left and an Emily on my right and a Decker in the middle.
Ah, now I'm in the middle. Okay. It's good to be with you, Steve. It has been a while. Please bring the energy today.
I am the energy, so it is here. Lil Wipey, Emily Vinos is in the building. What's up?
What's going on? I'm a little bit discombobulated because Robert's in my seat.
You might say.
He switched it up on us.
It's been a busy week.
You might talk more today.
I got to act like Bob today.
She's in the talking chair today, guys, so we're leaning her way on this one, so it's good. But you know what? She's here. You might say she's a little wiped out. It's been a busy week.
For real.
No, but it's been a busy week. We'll get into that in a minute. And then, as always, he's here sometimes. Other times, he's not. Sometimes
good
he impersonates me, but today, he's here next to me.
Steven. What's going on, Steve?
Boca Raton.
It's good to be here, yep. Not there yet, but it's good to be here. Busy week. Good to do a podcast.
Yeah. You know, we're trying to keep Steven's retirement goals front and center here at RMS Fitness. So we've changed his nickname so that he never feels like his dreams are too far out of reach. How was everybody's week today? We'll start with let's start with fearless leader junior Lil Wipey because she looked at Robert, so I had to call on her.
Well, it was a little bit of everything. In the office, a lot of meetings, sales stuff, going out on the road and doing installs, and then today just playing a little bit of catch up. But I am glad to say that I feel like it's really just been busy, so that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. Steven, welcome back from whatever it is that you've been doing this week. How'd it go?
Not too bad. Was on the road this week, did some sales stops, some follow-ups, and did an install, too, on Thursday. It was good. It was good to see. It was a full transformation of a gym. They're pretty happy. And what's funny is, like, I know we talked about this in the past in one of our past podcasts, but... the flooring was an afterthought. They got one quote for a really small room, and I asked them what the size of the quote was, you know, how expensive it was just for the flooring, and they told me $20,000. My jaw hit the floor, and I was like, wow. And they stopped there, and they were like, oh, there's no way we can afford this. So they called us for a full upgrade in the cardio equipment, strength equipment. So we did that, and, you know, you get all that nice new equipment, and this, like, beat-down, old, ugly-looking rubber flooring sticks out like a sore thumb. And so that's how the conversation started, and I know we had a podcast on that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, not that long ago, we just talked about this, putting in new equipment, and then it's like, the floors.
Yeah. It's
funny how it
turns out. What's
the old
expression?
It's like putting lipstick on a pig or something, right? Not to call anyone's fitness center a pig, but just similar concept at mine, right? It's like you put a lot of effort into something, and then you kind of put it on top of something that automatically just waters down the result. It can be a little bit of a bummer, right? You know, for the client when they experience that. So I'm guessing you got involved there and were able to maybe impart some other options to them, maybe?
Yeah, so... it's not the end of the world for us to move equipment around and put rubber flooring on there. So I gave them a quote, and I'm sure they're going to be calling us soon because it's not $20,000 for a floor.
Yep. And you know what? That's something that, you know, maybe for a later podcast episode in general, we can talk about it at a larger amount. But, man, you know, being able to go to one company that can provide a variety of services and knock out several tasks while they're on site rather than needing a company to do A and a company to do B and a company to do C. Like, there's really, there's benefit to that. So that's something that we're working on, right? We certainly don't want to extend ourselves beyond our areas of expertise, but trying to find a way to be as expert as we can mm-hmm. in as many related areas so that we can help our clients is definitely a big deal. Robert, it's been a busy week for you.
Extremely busy. And I think that's just because there are a lot of things coming together as the year gets kick-started. I thought January was going to be that month, but February's been a lot more active. I think what has surprised me the most, and I'm not sure if you said it already, but the increase of contracts out of the gate. Did you already say that?
No.
Okay. But yeah, there, especially this month. And that has a lot to do with people taking notice of their rooms, the use. We've had that on a prior podcast. Some clients that we haven't heard from for years. And so going out, ascertaining their rooms, getting a little bit of that under our belts, but, you know, enjoying being out with the team this week. Had a nice install, went smooth. So, yeah, and then just going to cruise into the weekend. I understand we have some snow coming, so that'll be enjoyable.
Yeah, as beautiful as it looks outside today, I was just at lunch, I was like, man, I know they're calling for snow tomorrow. It's cold outside, but it is nice. You know, the sun is shining high.
3 to 5 inches minimum.
Yeah, they're calling for some real snow. So, you know what? I'm looking forward to it. If I don't get a whole lot of, like, proper downtime, but snow days and things like that provide me pretty much the only good excuse I ever get to sit around and not do anything. So that's something that if we do get a snow day, I won't begrudge it. I'll take advantage of a little relaxing resting and relaxing. But, you know, it's been a busy week over here, too. I've been, I've been all over the place. I have been on installations of whole gyms at new developments. I've been a guest on podcasts the last couple weeks. So if you haven't had a chance to go check out the Fix Your Gym podcast, hosted by Adam Niffen. I'll drop a link to that in the description of this episode if you want to go hear me talk even more than you already have the pleasure of hearing. But that's something I've been up to. And these are all things, I think, to Robert's point, you know, we're seeing some things come together right now, different results of many different initiatives and efforts that we've been making as a team to get out there, not only to sell equipment and fix equipment, but to truly become, you know, more of a well-positioned resource for people. Whatever it is that their needs or concerns are, we hope that the multifamily industry is starting to realize that RMS Fitness can provide the services, the products, and the information, which is really the secret sauce, you know, I think, of what we're trying to achieve here. So we hope that you've been benefiting from that. This week, we did want to get together and discuss something, you know, as we have begun going out and doing installations from items that people have requested this year. It always is interesting to see the impact that adding new technology to a facility can have. So obviously, anytime you bring in new technology, new features, new equipment into the gym, it's an exciting time. You're theoretically enhancing your offering there and adding something new, but there's things to be aware of. There are upsides and downsides, and the team felt like that was something worth diving into this week. So I know Robert's got feelings on this matter as something that he in particular has ran into recently. Now, I know I've been running into this a little bit with setting up some of these advanced machines and the networks and all of the things that can go into that. But in a nutshell, to kind of kick this off, what's the message you want to send regarding technology to the listeners?
I think it's great to have. I think it's a nice addition to any room where you can bring technology into a room and attract residents to come into your fitness center and enjoy something like a live class, whether it's spin cycle or maybe it's some kind of other exercise routine. But again, it enables the property to bring more attention to the fitness center. It allows a user to become more involved, track their fitness. But with that said, that nice addition of technology brings some things that maybe we don't always think about. And that is, once we set it up, just, you know, off the top of my head, we set it up, we log it into the Wi-Fi, then we set up the account. And then after the account, then we got updates, firmware, software, and those things run in the background. And you have to ask yourself, if you have a smart device that you're currently carrying or listening to this podcast on, you know that that smart device is telling you you need to update to stay up with the latest and greatest bug fixes, new apps, whatever the case may be. But that's the thing with the technology coming into the fitness room. Those buying it are thinking maybe that's just an initial purchase, initial setup, we're all good. Well, that's not the case. And that's where it becomes our responsibility, especially for our own customers, that we need to come in and make sure that that product's up to date. Because one of the simplest things going back a few years was when we first started putting the mirrors or the reflex into the fitness centers, you know, you had to sign in.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's one piece of software update enables now a user to just press a big green button.
Yep.
So that's something so simple, but without that fix, the property would know nothing about it. And in some cases, it may create an issue using the device. So that's kind of the message I'm getting out there, is that great purchase, but please know once you make the purchase, there's things you have to keep an eye on. And that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. I think that was, you know, a really good capsulization of that, because we offer those products. We are a dealer for multiple different connected fitness products, whether it's from Echelon or other vendors that we work with that offer similar, you know, style, you know, classes and content. And there's a benefit to that. It definitely adds something to your space that is worth having. And we don't represent any products here at RMS Fitness that we don't think you should have. That's something that we pride ourselves on. Like, there's nothing you're going to get from us that we think you're going to regret having. So we're not here to say that there's any, you know, reasons to not have this technology or anything like that. But we just think it's worthwhile to let the people that are listening know about the things that they should look out for. So, you know, I just recently wrapped up an installation that had a ton of very advanced equipment in it. It was a new development. It had treadmills, rowers, bikes. It had the Echelon Reflect that Robert has mentioned on the wall. So probably six pieces in the room that had connected fitness, you know, features on them. But there's things that the property has to know about. So unfortunately, you know, when we go through that, we have to sit there and we have to say, like any other Android device, right? You may come in from, you know, time to time into your gym in the morning, and there may just be like a little error message up on your screen. Well, with these advanced pieces of technology, that doesn't mean that it's broken. It doesn't mean that you need to request a service call fee. Steven, what might it just mean?
Sometimes it's as simple as unplugging it, letting it rest for 30 seconds, and then plug it back in. Sometimes it just needs to be be reset. And a lot of times what can happen too is like you get like a power flicker or something like mm-hmm. that, a little brownout, and it could cause the units to freeze. And it could be as simple as, you know, unplugging the units and then plugging them back in. And a lot of times when our customers call us, we try to help troubleshoot them ahead of time so that they don't have to spend money to have us come out there.
Exactly. Like a lot of times when we hear about those issues, I'm just telling people, maybe just walk in the gym, unplug it, go have lunch, come back, plug it back in later, give the thing a chance to cool off and see how it goes. Because the reality is these are more complicated pieces of technology. This isn't just you're pressing a button and asking for more information, you know, more power to the belt to run faster, like on a treadmill. You're asking for, you're sending data, you're receiving data, you're streaming content and classes and things. There's lots of moving parts. So it's something to be, you know, to take note of. And, you know, Robert, I know with these units, we've seen them in the rooms where, you know, we go in and we install them and we believe we're going to have the right setup. You know, we get in, we plug the machine in, we set it up. More often than not, how are the customers usually trying to connect the unit to the internet? Is it, in your experience, is it more of a Wi-Fi thing or more of a hardwire thing?
I love when he just kind of gives me all the answers and makes it easy.
Because he's used to asking me a question and me needing that.
Sometimes I look at Emily and I realize I have to almost, you know, provide. I have to turn it into a multiple choice.
A or B. It's A.
Definitely Wi-Fi, because that's, let's face it, generally when we come into a facility, and this is me, not necessarily Steve, but this is me. When I come in and I'm trying to refresh a room, they're not wired already for hardwire. I mean, some properties are, don't get me wrong, but majority are not. You're also trying to find a spot for the bike that's kind of in its own world, if it's a bike. And if we're talking the Reflect, we're finding a wall space. So in all of these areas, they're hoping that their Wi-Fi signal is strong enough. Well, I'm obviously haven't ran the analytics, but I could almost tell you in my experience, I have yet to walk out of a Wi-Fi experience where it's been strong enough.
right,
to run that kind of data through those live streams to handle what they need to in order for the person using the device to have kind of the full immersion of the product. It rarely happens. I generally have to talk to them about access points, getting a stronger signal, even sometimes giving it its own sign-on outside of the other sign-ons for the modems or routers that might be in the room, or in most cases they're in the office, which is several rooms over. You might get one bar at the very end of the signal. But yeah, I think we're trying to also lead to the fact that if properly flushed out from the time you contact us, we're probably going to lean on you more to get it hardwired if you want the absolute best experience.
Yeah, because typically what happens with Wi-Fi, and you hit the nail on the head, is we go into a place that, pause, rewind, step back a couple steps. I have an opportunity to work with many new developments where I can just go to them and say, hey, drop an Ethernet port on the floor here, and I'll just plug the machine in, and I'll get the full bandwidth of whatever internet they have access to directly plugged into the machine. That's the best way to do it in terms of performance. But to Robert's point, a lot of the team, the sales team here, is working on updates and refreshes of existing spaces. And if it was built 20 years ago, guess what they didn't have? Cat 6 cables on the floor in their gym. It just wasn't a necessary thing. So in most cases, you're going back into these spaces and you are trying to add something to it afterwards that wasn't maybe the original intention, right? So you're bringing that in, and we are probably going to try to ask you to, you know, provide hard wiring. But the reality is most people are going to be trying to do the Wi-Fi thing. And the Wi-Fi thing usually also means that not only are your two or three new Echelon or whoever pieces of, you know, equipment connected to it, it's probably also all of your staff members' personal mobile devices and all of your, you know, your printer in your office and all of the things that are just, you know, connected to that network. So it's not uncommon that, although that's the plan, is to use a Wi-Fi network, we go back afterwards and we have to say, maybe you need to call your provider, boost the signal in here a little bit. And we don't really like, we hate that watered down, you know, final result for a customer. When we go in there and put a new fancy bike in there, we hope that right away it fires up and you can do all the things. But, you know, it is sometimes necessary to make those kind of changes, you know, on the back end afterwards to get the full benefit. Because if it's all Wi-Fi and it's all connected wirelessly, yeah, they might all work. You might be able to scream. You might stream the content, but if the Wi-Fi signal isn't good, Emily.
Oh, gosh.
If the Wi-Fi signal isn't good, how's it going to turn out? What's the picture going to look like on the screen?
It's not going to be good.
It's going to be blurry.
Yep.
Not going to be a little wipey. It's going to be a little blurry. No, so, you know, that's
I
just,
mean, even I knew that.
Yeah, so if you go through all the effort of putting this fancy new machine in your gym, you want that final result to be, like, crisp, popping, exciting, not blurry and laggy and weird, right? So, Steven, I see your hand. What's up over there in Boca Raton?
Yeah, so the other thing, too, is, like, if the properties decide to go to the Wi-Fi route and have a decent setup that way, there's other factors to consider, too. Some brands out there cannot have the capability of agreeing to terms and service. So normally when you log into a Wi-Fi spot on some properties, it'll bring up a splash on the background to have you agree to terms, hit accept, and then it gets you the access that you need to get Wi-Fi. Well, mm-hmm. some brands out there does not have that capability of doing that, so it either needs to be.
In fact, most of them can't.
Yeah, most of them can't. I don't know of any. Maybe one.
Now that splash.
I can't even.
Terms
I can't even
and
remember.
Conditions thing. It definitely is prohibitive for most of the machines.
Yeah, it's a death. It's basically the death of the machine because you won't be able to do anything for it. So either it has to be password driven or it has to be no password at all and no terms at all. So just some, again, another added thing that properties have to figure on and remember so that, you know, when install comes, it's one less thing that they have to worry about.
You're absolutely right. So up until now, if you've been listening to the episode, you're probably thinking, get this stuff out of my gym. I don't want it. it's not going to, the juice isn't going to be worth the squeeze. You know, maybe all of that is kind of what you're thinking, right? Because we've given you all the negatives, even myself included. We've talked about the internet and the subscriptions and things, and it's just maybe coming off that way. But remember, we started the conversation with the fact that we think it's worth having, and we think that it adds significant value to any space. So, you know, Robert, Emily is laughing about something. What's up, Emily? What's on your mind? Chief?
just wheezing the juice.
Oh, wheezing the juice. The juice ain't worth the wheeze. No, but no, you know. So basically the point is there are some things to think about. Now, Robert, trick question for you. What's the best way to make sure that you get the most out of your advanced technology that you purchase for your fitness center?
Besides using it?
Besides using it. Because obviously you got to use it or you lose it.
Yeah, I think what if you're going to get the most out of it, some ideas that come to mind, since this is a trick question, is he say call Steve?
I did say call Steve.
For me personally, it comes down to consulting with a professional and really getting an understanding of what is your end goal. Does the resonance really getting to you? They got to have it. They want that product. You're feeling the pressure. So you're going to make a few phone calls and say, I need this. Well, that's probably true. But do you understand what you're getting? What this may mean? Because I can truly appreciate that you're trying to give something that the residents certainly deserve for their property and to be able to enjoy their workouts at that level of technology. But then once you meet with the consultant, now we're going to go down the reasons to not only get the product in, set up properly, but what can we do for you during the entire subscription? How do we keep it, I'll say, headache-free, if at all possible? What are some of the steps that we can take? And we kind of went over them, but we have a checklist of where to put the piece, how to set it up, what you need to understand. Steve is very good with this little cheat sheets, who to contact if you have a problem. So if you're looking for the best experience, please don't go online, buy the product, bring it into the property, and think it's that simple, because generally it's not. You really want an ambassador between you and the factory when it comes to all the things necessary to hook up a product that is this complicated from a technology standpoint. This is not the same as putting 3 or 4 spin bikes in your room, set it and forget it, because there's nothing to consider there. You're considering any time an update comes through, you need someone that's going to come take care of that for you. We talked about maintenance with new equipment. Well, guess what? That falls under the parameters. Make sure it's running properly. Get the full experience. I'm trying to think, even with the new products that are coming out for our friends at Echelon, they would agree wholeheartedly that it is their goal, their objective, once they release the product, is to keep it fresh, keep the content fresh, the experience fresh. And with those updates, the speed of the product also plays a role. So if you're not running optimal software, optimal Wi-Fi, you're not going to get the full potential out of the product.
Emily?
Surprisingly.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate those insights. And you basically, before Emily goes in, that's what I was thinking is, like, you know, you can go online and you can, in the technology world we live in, you can find just about anything from just about anywhere. But you might be on your own if you just go out and, you know, find it out in the wild and try to bring it in, you know, on your own, versus going with somebody who really knows the products and kind of what you're up against. And then we'll get into the subscriptions and stuff in a minute and maybe where we come into play with that. But Emily, I didn't want to move past Robert's thoughts.
I was just thinking of a person who is not tech savvy whatsoever. So I'm
Steven?
Steve? No, me. I really...
Oh, you!
I don't like using things that are high tech. It intimidates me, right? So if I lived somewhere,
okay, boomer.
If I lived somewhere that they just put in all this new stuff, the most it, The only way I'm going to get on it or use it is if I am taught how to use it. Because other than that, I'm not going to sit there and try and figure it out, and then I'm not going to use it. So if you are a property manager and you are thinking of putting something like this into your gym, which is a great addition, and some are really into that, but some are not, the best way to get the most out of it is to have us come out and do an orientation of the new equipment put in. Teach your users or the residents how to use it so they're not intimidated and that it does get used to the fullest.
Absolutely. You know, you kind of perfectly preempted where I was about to go with this, which is another advantage of dealing with someone who really understands the product that you're trying to bring in, because these products really can add a tremendous amount of value and upside to your space. Like in the recent installation that I was at, I went through the room at the end. And so again, there was a rower, there was a bike, there was a Reflect, two Echelon treadmills. There was lots of different, ways that people could access that content. So I took some time with the property staff after everything was updated, after all the machines were up and running and activated and internet was sussed out and everything was working well, to then show them what I thought some of the two or three hottest, coolest little things that they should know about those products so that they could use them for what they're really actually for, which, spoiler alert, we know, guys, that the fitness amenity is really a marketing tool for your on-site teams to lease units, right? So I tried to equip them with some tips and tricks. Like I showed them, for instance, that on the Echelon Reflect, when you go to the it's a fitness mirror on the wall, and when you click at the top under the welcome section, well, there's introductory videos for each type of workout in there. So what does that mean to a site team? Okay, so Emily, imagine I'm walking through on a tour with you, right, mm-hmm. through a new building. And you're somebody who's interested in fitness, and you've expressed that, but maybe you're not like the most fitness savvy person in the world. I can take you over to the Echelon Reflect, and I can go into that welcome section, and I can show you how you can find three or four videos just on how to properly do a kettlebell workout, how to do the hinge movement, how to hold the kettlebell, mm-hmm. how to do the swing part of it. Like the value of that to an on-site team that really knows how to articulate that to someone quickly on a tour is really high. Because maybe there's someone who wants to be fit but doesn't know how to be.
Yeah.
Well, you can quickly show them, hey, this product can just be your virtual personal trainer. Mm-hmm. You know, can take you and show you not only what to do, but how to do it, how to make the most of it. Other things are like real world, like locations and rides. If you go through in some of the classes, there's a section for that. And you can go to Hamburg, Germany, and you can go to Sydney, Australia, and you can go to Jakarta and all these crazy places all over the world, right? That like maybe someone comes in your property and expresses to you that they're from that place. Well, wouldn't it be cool if you could walk over to their treadmill in the course of their tour and say, hey, in addition to living here, if you ever get homesick and you want to go for a walk down, you know, your hometown, it's right here on this machine. Just a little extra wrinkle.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Adds value to someone's life.
It does, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be the difference between them just having a moment with you and then getting that warm and fuzzy moment with you and deciding to make your community home for them. So, you know, we do realize that there's multiple levels to this. You need the equipment to arrive on site. You need it to work the way it's supposed to. And you need it to help you lease units. And a good partner can help you to maximize all of those things. Robert, you mentioned the update with the the recent change they made on the Echelon side with the quick start. Prior to the quick start, what was the hurdle that people had to get over with those machines prior to that update? If you walked up to it and you were someone new in the community, right, what were you required to do?
Put in your name and your email.
Right, which for some people is a big red flag, right? Steven, do you like registering your name and email places?
I have enough spam. I can't tell you how many times I'm told I need solar panels. I'm tired of it.
Yep. Steven's our resident conspiracy theorist here at RMS Fitness. So he knows if you put your email address in somewhere, right, you know, you go on a list and you can get your information can get sold and marketed. Some people don't want that. So these updates, making sure that you have a partner that can come in behind the product entering your facility and make sure that it gets updated properly. You know, Robert, I think if you were to ask the people at Echelon what they consider to be preventative maintenance, do you think that they would consider software updates to be part of that?
You know, they would think, I think if you're not aware of what preventive maintenance means, you would assume that when a tech comes in, they're going to handle that. Now, that is actually not what the factory is expecting. Now, that may change in the future, but right now, that is not how it goes. So a technician has to be observant to what is the latest and greatest in software. Sometimes, you know, we're not going to remember every software from, you know, one manufacturer to the next. So you go in and you verify, and a lot of times even the console, I'm using that as a generic term, will ask, is it okay to update? And it'll go out to the internet and search for that update and come back with that update. And I know we've been kind of thinking about the bikes and the Reflex. Excuse me.
Uh-oh. Oh, Duck Emily.
I'm losing
Duck.
It. But even treadmills, everything from even as simple as an LED console software, if the factory sees a need, it wants to update it. So that was a long description, but you're actually looking for an answer. The answer is we don't go in and do software updates through a PM. That is additional. Depending on the extent of the software, right, Steven, it's either USB or Wi-Fi. Describe the difference.
Yeah, so if the consoles if the tech only has to go into the console settings and use the property's Wi-Fi to acquire the software update, then that's part of the process. They'll handle that. Not typically done during a standard maintenance. So like think about taking your car for maintenance. They're not going to just automatically do software
updates. Your GPS.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just not part of it. And also, sometimes some manufacturers will say, well, if there's nothing wrong with it, there's no need to update it because it's not going to really address any issues that there's currently there. So there's that factor. And then the other scenario, which is what's becoming more common now than ever, is because there's so much data and so much information in these software updates that it's going to take too long over Wi-Fi, and so techs have to, you know, pre-download the software into USB drives, SD cards, what have you, whatever the company wants to do an update, and so it can be pretty involved. And a lot of times it's like sometimes you have to dismantle the console just to plug in an SD card to do an update. So it's not always that simple.
Yeah, not always that simple. And further, I think, just highlights the need to make sure that, you know, you're not just going online. There's this mentality, I guess, the internet has kind of been like the great equalizer in a lot of ways, right? You can go on and you can, if you want to buy, I can't think of anything at all. A wig. If you want to buy a wig right now, I don't know why I couldn't think of a single thing, right? You can go online and you can Google wigs and you will be like crushed and inundated with infinite options for who to buy that wig from and whatever, right? Now, if you just go on and buy the wig that is the cheapest and easiest to buy and shows up the fastest, it might do all those things, but when you put it on, you may look a little crazy if you didn't really know what you were getting into. And I think that's just like the idea, right? Is take the time to stop, make sure that you know what you're getting involved in, pump the brakes, as in not stop, but just slow down enough to make sure that you do the work up front and have the right setup. That way you can have a smooth launch. And when we come in that day, we can wheel your new bike or treadmill in, connect it to your internet, connect it to your power, and you can start showing off to your residents. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, is getting that final product in there. And, you know, we're trying to help people understand that, you know, we're here in Maryland, right? If you don't already know where we're recording from right now, Middle River, Maryland, that's where we're at. We're here. But we truly feel like between our expertise and our skills and our knowledge and the access that we have now and some of what, you know, we just talked about, that great equalizing technology, we can be a resource to customers wherever they need fitness equipment. And we can help to provide consultation, guidance, education, support, whatever it is that you need. So kind of gently plugging our own wares there a little bit at the end, but just kind of want to make people realize that not every outfit is created the same. Not every resource that you're going to be able to tap into is going to provide the same end result. Now, I know for the team here at the table and the team here at RMS at large, we really truly care about our customers and experience. And nothing's worse than, like, I hate when I leave an install and it's anything other than exactly how the customer wanted. Like, if you were to happen to listen to that episode that I recorded that I mentioned on the, where I was a guest on the podcast, I mentioned on there that one of the core principles that I try to apply to dealing with our customers is I don't want anyone to ever feel like they're choosing between two bad options. Like, I want customers to always feel like there's a good solution to their problem. And if you jump the gun and buy something before you talk to me, I can't guarantee that anymore. You're kind of on your own. But take the time to talk to us to make sure that we can make sure. I'd sooner see you buy nothing than buy the wrong thing. And that's truthfully, you know, how we feel about it. So I know, Robert, I know you've got opinions on all of these things as far as bringing technology in, but I think you started off on the right foot, which is that there's things to be aware of, but they obviously add, you know, big benefit and big value. So anybody else have any experiences with, like, installing these types of products in facilities and how they've been kind of received? I know in my cases, like, anytime I get one in there and I get them activated and I get them working, the response has been phenomenal. Nobody has an issue with how they work, the content, the classes. I think they add a really nice wrinkle. I mentioned to you recently, Steve, and maybe you can talk about it a little bit, but the active screens on these products now. Like, you walk into a room, if you've got an Echelon Reflect on the wall, it does more than just show you a class, even if you're not using it. Kind of, how does that present?
It definitely is a nice selling feature, especially when it's an active screen on there. Because sometimes with these LED screens and just a simple console, it looks like the treadmill is not on sometimes. But when you have these like a Reflect or even an Echelon Stride treadmill with those nice huge 24-inch screens. And you have something live going on in the back. It looks pretty cool, and it's definitely a nice selling feature when property managers or leasing agents walk potential tenants.
Yeah, if you were to just by happenstance navigate over to LinkedIn and find Steve Heitzer's profile and scroll down to my recent install video at Crescent at Chevy Chase, no pressure. But if you were to do that, you would happen to see the effect of those, like, live screens in a gym, right? As I walked through that room, there was nobody in that room working out. There was no one in there using the equipment, but the imagery, the content that was displayed on the Reflect, on the consoles of the treadmills and the rower and the bike, it added a certain energy to the room. Like, even when no one was in there, it felt like there was people in there doing stuff. It seemed like people were moving around, and there was like a, there was just a, it added a heartbeat to the room that otherwise wouldn't have been there. So
yeah, it's definitely cool to see.
Yeah, I think it's really nice. And, you know, but unfortunately, I think what kind of spurred us to make this episode was the fact that I know I can speak to the fact that I've been asked to come behind multiple of these. Let me say that differently. I've been asked multiple times to come behind these products or similar style of products that weren't sold or installed by our team. And a lot of times it's the property's just like, it's just not working. Help. Help, you know, and they're kind of just left to their own devices, you know, and the dealer has sold the product and rode off into the sunset, and they're doing what they do, right? And, you know, we come behind, and it's like we see sometimes these new machines, whether they're Pelotons, Echelons, Stages, I believe Core has a product like that now, a virtual bike, Free Motion, whatever it may be, like all of these products add like a dynamic to the room. But it's like a huge letdown if it's just a big dead piece of technology in the room. So I think that's what I've seen. I've gone behind several, you know, spaces where they've been installed and kind of just left on their own. And it's kind of depressing when you walk in and you see the nice machine just with the big screen not doing anything in the corner. So,
yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Robert, this was your idea, man, to talk about technology. I think it was a good one. I think you had a good recommendation. I think it was a good solid subject for us to talk about because it's a big deal, you know. Emily's laughing. I don't know why she thinks it's funny that it's Robert's idea. The pressure's on, Emily. What's up? Speak your mind.
It's a good topic.
She sees me multitasking.
I'm just hearing click, 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 click the whole time.
Look, the many hats of Robert Decker. Let me tell
was,
you this guy.
He was no doubt answering a customer's frustration with technology and giving them a solution.
But you know, that's why he's here. He's got me to host. That way he can contribute between emails and whatever it is that he's doing. But no, you know, it's we're all in here. We all multitask all the time, right? We're all doing the best we can to keep our customers happy all the time. Emily, I know your phone's blowing up. Steven, I know you're buzzing away over there. So obviously,
I got nothing going on.
I tried to give you a little credit, Emily. Jeez.
Nothing at all.
All right, so I think, you know, we've kind of thoroughly beaten that dead horse back to death. But no, you know, the point is we believe in these products. We're going to go here in a couple weeks. We're flying out some of our team out to L.A. We're going to learn more about all the new cool technology coming to the fitness world. We're not afraid of it. We're not shying away. We're not telling you that you should be afraid of it or shy away. But it's just stuff to know about. Finger of Justice, what's up over there?
So we were doing some team meetings, what, last week, right? Or was it this week?
Tuesday. Tuesday.
It was a busy week. And I have been titled, what am I called again? The contrarian? Is that the word?
The contrarian, yeah.
Because just like this subject that's been thrown out to you guys today listening, is because what I'm seeing is I'm seeing products go out into the field. And I realize that there are a lot of people selling a fitness equipment. But then there is this inner desire after being in the field for 20 plus years, actually 25 plus years, mm-hmm. of seeing clients then having to pick up the phone because what they thought was going to be a simple install that 6 months, maybe a year goes by. And then the poor property manager is then dealt the hand of how to maintain this piece of equipment. Yeah, Steve, put that hat back on, please.
I got hat hair, y'all.
So with that said, I'll push for this because I think property managers, owners need to be aware. When you're putting a new piece in like this, it is a nice addition, but you can seriously outweigh all the pros in the beginning with the results of not keeping the product updated, maintained, than what your residents thought they were going to experience, only experience it for a limited amount of time, and then there's nothing. So I challenge you, if you're going to make a purchase like this, to make sure that whoever you buy from is there the entire time that you have an active subscription. We could go on and on beating our drum, blowing our horns about what it means when a client calls us and says, I bought such and such product and I need help because they don't service it. So I don't know what to do. My residents get on this piece and it's not responding. What do? And honestly, how many phone calls do we take a day that I may say, unplug it and plug mm-hmm. it back in, right? Mm-hmm. Works. But if it's not that simple, that's why we're here for our customers to support them the entire time they have the product. That's the end of my sermon.
Boom. Mic drop. Robert Decker out. No, but you know what? That's it in a nutshell. You know, these products, like the products are the products are the products. Like the things in the market are in the market. You can buy them. But really, it's about who you have standing by your side to help you to care for these things. I can tell you straight up, I'm tooting my own horn right now. If anybody had sold the equipment that I sold to Crescent at Chevy Chase the other day, it would not be working right now.
Toot, toot.
Not too many people were going to hang around and go through the hoops that I jumped through to get that, you know, working the way that it was supposed to. Now, that's because I take pride in what we do, and what I do, and the team takes pride in what we do here. And
is he laughing because he said toot toot?
This podcast is wild.
Toot toot toot. Steven's tooting over there. But no, you know what? Like we could talk about it forever, but I think it's really worth highlighting on the point that Robert, his family, have worked hard. Emily, Steven, the rest of the leadership team here at RMS Fitness have worked hard over the years to be able to have the relationships and the resources that we need to be able to provide real results to our customers. And it does hit us some type of way when we see it go down any other way than good, because we realize it could just be better, you know, and we see what's out there. So we're going to continue doing what we do here. We're going to continue to go and learn about the products, become experts in what it is that we do, so we can continue to offer those solutions to our customers. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, the message for 2024, is that we are trying to be the multifamily resource for fitness. And that means being a good consult for technology. It means being a good service provider. It means being a good problem solver, a good salesperson, and everything else along the way. So I think that in an effort to wrap this up here, we're going to just say, if you're thinking about buying some advanced equipment for your facility, whether it's connected fitness or touchscreen equipment, give us a call. Run it by us. We've got the resources. We've got partners that can offer all those products, and we can help you to know the highs and lows and everything in between. Emily, I'm looking at you dead into your soul right now. What are you up to this weekend? How's it going to be?
Family in town. I feel like it's like every other weekend, but family in town this weekend, so.
Oh, the family that stays together stays together.
Coming from a broken family. But my dad had gotten us, all the kids, tickets to my very first
rodeo?
Bull and oyster roast.
Oh, ooh. I thought you were going to say bull riding. No, bull and oyster roast is what's up. That's right up your alley. Well, maybe not right up your alley. I don't know.
You might not be able to eat anything. I will let you know Monday if I'm coming to work. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, don't ask where the oysters came from.
I was going to say, since you can't eat anything at the bull and oyster
roast. The bull oyster.
Wait, I thought it was a typo.
Robert, fearless leader himself. How be the weekend outlook?
How do you come behind something like that? Let's see. This weekend. Saturday.
Shoveling.
Probably, right? Probably some shoveling. Big dinner planned Saturday with some friends. That'll be fun. Sunday sounds like any other Sunday. So nothing really stands out this weekend. But plenty of family activity. Kids keep me busy. So I'll report back next week, let you know if anything happens.
Yeah, I'm a little up in the air myself. I had some plans this weekend, but the person that I had plans with, they did suffer a little loss in their family this weekend, so they're going to be indisposed and dealing with some of that. So I'm kind of left to figuring out my own things this weekend, and that's kind of where I'm at here at Friday at 4:39. So if you're bored and want to hang out, let me know. Steven?
So let's see. Saturday, I will not be eating.
I didn't ask you the question yet. What are you doing this weekend?
Not eating bull oysters, that's for sure.
Bull oysters? that's a whole different event. That's a whole different party.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Saturday, probably some shoveling in the morning. I foresee that in my future. But we're supposed to have dinner with the grandparents.
A large young man that lives in your house that should be doing the shoveling?
Yeah. But you know, they're not as strong as they used to be, the kids.
They built from weaker stuff these days, that's for sure.
It's like that fine tweed material, but
good old Weekadio,
yeah. No, but he'll go out and help. So Saturday we have plans to go to a place called Sakura, have dinner with the grandparents, and celebrating our son's acceptance to a technical school, high school.
Gosh, not one of those parents.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you did something. Let's celebrate. Oh my gosh.
Bob, you are one of those parents.
Yeah.
No way.
110%.
We'll talk off air.
Wait, I was going to say,
we're going to go ahead.
Timeout. Host calling TV timeout right now. But no, you know what, Steven? Congratulations to you, Mrs. Boca Raton, Mr. Yes. Boca Raton Jr., and all of your achievements. We appreciate the fact that he's a hardworking young man. And I'm just not saying his name. I know him. I love him. He's a young man that I'm very fond of. We're going to keep his privacy intact. But no, we appreciate the fact that that's what you're up to this weekend, man, and hope that all goes well. So I am going to lay low. I'm going to hopefully enjoy a snow day, as I said at the outset of this. If it doesn't snow, you'll find me depressed and unhappy tomorrow. But other than that, I think that if I could say anything else, I would say to our listeners, as always, if you have found this podcast entertaining, educational, informative, or otherwise useful in any way, I would recommend that you send this to someone that you would like to, you know, recommend that listens to it. So if you think that there's someone that could benefit from the information, please share our information. Subscribe, give us a follow, give us a rating, all of that podcast stuff, and we appreciate you all so much. But I am Steve Heitzer, as always, joined by my team, Emily Vinos.
Yo.
Robert Decker.
Have a great weekend, Steve.
Stephen D.
See ya.
Team here at RMS Fitness. We'll see you next week. This has been Everyone Needs a Spotter.